Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, something going on right now before we get to this Blazers lawsuit, something going on that I think you should be interested in.
What you got?
The Padres mm-hmm. are in the bottom of the seventh.
Yes.
They are attempting to pull to within one game of the Dodgers in the NL West.
Yeah, the Dodgers ended up crapping the bed last night.
The Padres have the bases loaded with one out against the Brewers, Milwaukee leading 2-1. This is huge because if the Padres win this game, and they are losing right now, but they have the bases loaded, they pull within one of the Dodgers. Now, why that's important for you is if the Mets get the sixth seed, you'd probably prefer to play the Padres over the Dodgers, would you not?
Yes. I don't want the Dodgers.
Padres, if they win the division, could jump to the three seed and play you guys, and then the Dodgers would drop to the five.
Honestly,
and they would play the Cubs.
I haven't even thought about that. I'm just white knuckling this whole thing.
Yeah,
at this point,
you just got to worry about you.
Dude, the Mets were down 6-1 last night to the Cubs.
Yeah, they said it was the biggest comeback win of the season for the Mets.
Dude, and they found a way to do it. They brought Diaz into the eighth, and I was like, oh my God, here we go. Like, this isn't going to work.
He struck out 5 of 6.
Dude, it was just
good stuff.
That was. And who knows what'll happen? There's 5 games to go, dude. That was just a monster comeback for the Mets. If they end up in the postseason, you can point to that game as maybe a turning point.
So we woke up this morning, and Oregon Live tried to scare us by saying that there's a lawsuit that could. I believe they used the term. Did they use the term derail?
Derail, complicate, delay.
Delay.
Well, I saw this last night and I didn't.
The Blazers sale.
I saw it right as we were kind of going off the air. So it came across Twitter and I was kind of like, and it was from something called like Law 360. And I was like, what the hell? So I kind of assumed that it was just, I don't know, one of those sports lawsuits. It was just a few bucks here or there. And I was like, whatever. And then when I got home and I was kind of looking at it, I was like, oh. I was like, this may actually be bad.
Raj, is it Raj Sports? Is that how I'm to pronounce that?
I believe so.
These are the owners of the Thorns and the Portland Fire.
Yeah, the brother and sister led group that has come into town and originally bought the Thorns and then brought the Fire here.
So it sounds to me, am I wrong, that they have been battling, they have a group as well that wanted to buy the Blazers?
Yeah, so
they lost out to this Dundon guy.
Yes.
Because ultimately the Allen estate came out and said they had agreed with Tom Dundon. So Raj is pissed, and apparently behind the scenes, there's been this whole battle, and apparently now, today, what we've learned is that Raj Sports has filed a lawsuit to block the sale of a minority stake in the Blazers to the group that includes the founders of the Panda Express chain. The suit alleges a breach of confidentiality and exclusivity agreement regarding the sale of the Blazers. And that, of course, is the, I don't know their name. What are their names? Cheng?
Yeah. So
Peggy and Andrew Chen?
Yes. So the Bethals are the owners of the Thorns and the Fires.
They're Raj Sports.
They're Raj Sports.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're the ones bringing it. Yeah. And then the Panda Garden people.
Andrew and Peggy, I think it's Chen? Cheng. I don't know. It's C-H-E-R-N-G. Not sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah, so let's
They're the founders of Panda Express. They are being sued. Raj Sports is saying that they violated a breach of confidentiality.
Yeah. So basically, and this is all weird because no one will comment on it.
Right.
And all and
shocking.
And so all we know is kind of a little synopsis, a little brief snapshot. So what it sounds like, kind of reading through this, is Raj Sports put together a group to try to buy the Portland Trailblazers. Now, like Dundon, Raj Sports does not have, they don't have this kind of money. The Blazers are selling for $4 billion in liquid cash. It's actually, what, 4.2, is it 4.25? 4.2.
Is that why they didn't accept my offer?
Yeah, I think that probably has something to do with it. So Dundon does not have this kind of money. We talked about this. He does not have FU money. And so obviously they're taking on other partners, and this is the way most of these groups are going now. Very few people are like the Waltons that came in and bought the Broncos, or like the Cronkies of the world. Larry Ellison was a guy that originally some people thought might be interested in this, and you're like, dude, that guy's got $370 billion. He's just writing checks. But Dundon needed to get partners, and Dundon is not the richest guy in the world. So it sounds like the Panda Express people, they're the ones that actually, they're the biggest swing and D financially.
They have the most money. They have more money than Tom.
No, it's not even close.
Dr. Tom.
Dundon's worth like two and some change, two to three billion. It sounds like the Panda people are worth almost $8 billion. So you can kind of put it together that Raj Sports probably went to the Panda people, who do have local ties. That's a local group here, and went to them and said, hey, we're putting a group together to try to buy the Blazers. Probably talked to him, signed a confidentiality agreement, and then at some point, according to the Raj Sports people, they probably got with Dundon, somehow liked that deal better, went with Dundon's group, and they're the big financial backing behind this, and now the Raj people are like, you don't get to do that. You signed an exclusive deal with us, and a confidentiality agreement, and they're saying if you break that, they're not saying that Dundon can't buy.
Right.
They're saying that the Panda people
can't be a part of it.
Can't be a part of it. And if they can't be a part of it, now you got to wonder, does Dundon have the money to then complete the sale?
Yeah.
And does he then have to go back and resubmit bids, or does the process get opened up again? So this, believe it or not, could, and they filed it in Delaware. I'm assuming it was in Delaware simply because that's probably... That's probably friendlier to their lawsuit. We do this all the time. They file lawsuits in states where they have a history of siding with one particular group and these sorts of things. And this could seemingly blow up Dundon's offer, or at least delay the sale of it while this gets drug out in court. Mm. Or maybe the Panda people end up writing a check and just, you know, paying off the Raj people and this goes away. We don't know. But well, it's an interesting development.
It certainly is an interesting development, but is a confidentiality violation, is that really a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, is that a deal-breaker violation?
Yeah, it could be. Because
I don't know.
If you're talking about getting a group together to buy a multi-billion dollar sports franchise and you sign something that says, hey, you can't talk about what we're willing to bid. You can't talk about the efforts we're putting together. And then someone goes behind your back and joins another group and talks about what you did. I have some friends of mine that kind of exist in this world, like private equity, and NDAs and this sort of stuff is huge. Like it's a big deal. So
yeah, apparently Delaware is where their corporation is registered.
Okay.
Are the Thorns people trying to get the whole city to hate them now?
This is the only problem with that, is that if this gets opened up and you and the Bethals, the Raj people don't end up, you've kind of pissed in everyone's pot here.
Don't end up what? Owning them?
Yeah, because it's...
Well, we don't want them to own. We want Dundon. I like this Dundon guy.
So, yeah, this is an interesting... It's an interesting strategy.
F these people.
Yeah. I think a lot of people... If this gets delayed and this gets drug out in court by a year or you know, somehow this gets blown up and we have to start it all over again, I'm guessing this does not endear anyone in that group to the fine people of Portland.
Well, and it probably doesn't, most importantly, doesn't endear them to the Paul Allen estate, does it?
I wouldn't imagine. And then the other one is, too, is that if
they have to pick a new buyer.
Well, if Dundon ends up buying the Blazers, he gets the Moda Center to go along with that, and the Portland Fire have to play in Moda Center.
Yeah.
Or should I say, the Panda Garden.
Man, what a mess already.
Yeah.
God dang it.
Yeah. More importantly, I want my orange chicken for 100 points, damn it, and I want it to be renamed. Can we all admit that Moda Center is dumb? It's just,
Moda
Health probably doesn't think so.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
It's a sponsorship deal.
You're telling me you don't want to go to the Panda Garden? Let's go. Orange chicken for everybody?
I'm kind of out on Panda Express.
It's not Panda Express. It's Panda Garden. Thank you.
And I'm also out.
Wait, they rebranded?
No, I just want...
Basketball.
I want the building to be the Panda Garden.
I'm out on the Panda and the Chinese food. So how about that?
Nay.
And anything Express is...
So we'll...
Wait, you're out on Chinese food?
Red flag. Yeah, I'm not a huge Chinese food guy.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, coming up next.
And by the way, yeah, all of this stuff, no one's talking. Everything's quiet. Everyone's deferring to the legal process. And now we just have to wait and see what shakes out.
Chinese food is amazing.
Thank you.
Coming up next, guess who's top five in the NFL in QBR?
I got an idea.
And it's not me.
No.
China.
Here is Buck, who likes Chinese food.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, everywhere.
every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.